5 FM, W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. In time for Labor Day weekend road trips, cheaper gasoline. Down 7 cents a gallon in just the past week for regular grade on average, says the Energy Department. The national average price is $3.31 a gallon. On Wall Street, the Dow closed at another record high Monday. Investigating the Trump rally shooting, a forum with lawmakers from both major parties Monday, where it happened in Butler, Pennsylvania. Congressman Glenn Ivey, Maryland Democrat.
We weren't going to let politics get in the middle of this, that we were going to work together to get this done in a very quick and expeditious way.
In his appeal to a federal appeals court of Judge Eileen Cannon's tossing of the Trump classified documents case, Special Counsel Jack Smith says of her main issue that for decades, courts have upheld the Justice Department appointing special counsels. The U.S. Army private who ran across the border from South to North Korea last year will plead guilty to desertion and assault in a plea deal, says his lawyer. This is ABC News. A five-course meal served by inmates serving time.
Dozens of guests were invited to the Grafton, Ohio Correctional Institution this past weekend. They were served a five-course dinner service complete with apps, entrees, and vegetables grown in the prison garden. A trained chef is educating inmates like Greg Siegelmeyer on cooking techniques they can use when they get out.
This could be the rest of my life, and they're doing this for everybody. They're not looking at me as a number, they're looking at me as a person.
The prison's hoping the culinary skills learned eventually lead to jobs. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The World Health Organization has announced a $135 million six-month plan to try and stem the outbreak of Mpox transmission. It includes an increase in prevention and surveillance efforts in many affected African countries. Mariah Carey mourns a double loss. Grammy Award-winning singer released a statement saying her mother passed away, as well as her sister. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Okay, car insurance is one of those expenses I do not love to renegotiate after I buy it. But with car insurance prices going through the roof, I am paying a lot more attention to it these days. Check this out. If you're driving less, some experts say it's around 10,000 or fewer miles a year, then you might qualify for a lower premium. Consumer Reports said that some companies offer what they call verified mileage programs, where you can get even more savings by reporting your odometer reading on a regular basis. It might be worth it to call your insurance agent and find out if you qualify. And that was today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube, or you can text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More campaign stops here in Wisconsin this week as the two presidential campaigns eye to get the Badger State on their side. Former President Donald Trump is coming to La Crosse on Thursday. He'll be hosting a town hall. And just announced on Monday, vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance is coming to De Pere. He'll deliver a speech at a business. Vance in particular has been here a lot recently, even joking last week that he basically lives in Wisconsin now. The last visit from the Harris-Walz campaign was in Milwaukee on Tuesday. No word yet on their next visit. And some fast food workers in southern Wisconsin will soon be out of work. KFC is closing more than two dozen locations across the Midwest. This specific group of restaurants is owned by a franchisee called FYM. Five Wisconsin locations have shut their doors. They're in Beloit, Janesville, Reedsburg, Stoughton, and Watertown. That leaves 81 people without jobs. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers drop one to the A's. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers got home runs from Gary Sanchez and Willie Adames, but came up short, losing 4-3 to the A's in Oakland. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
The story was, you know, obviously that they stuffed us offensively. We had one at bat with a guy in scoring position. We hit two home runs, and we flew out or popped out nearly every time.
The Crew are back in Milwaukee and host the Giants tomorrow night. NFL roster reductions. Packers wide receiver Grant DuBose was praised during training camp for his speed, his routes, and his downfield blocking. But will that be enough to make the team?
You just got to have faith. And I've been telling myself this, control what you control. It's above me. Ultimately, it's in the decision of the people in the front office. You know, hopefully, you know, I did enough to where, you know, they think highly of me, you know, to bring me back. But if they don't, that's just that, you know, kind of just on to the next. You know, that's the business that we're in. That's just kind of how you got to approach it.
That's Packers wide receiver Grant DuBose. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A severe thunderstorm watch continues for the area. Warm and muggy through the evening. Waves of showers and thunderstorms tonight. Some could be severe. Damaging wind gusts the biggest concern, although large hail and isolated tornadoes possible. Still a few storms tomorrow. Muggy, but not as warm. Currently at 68.
Pat Kreitlow.
Tuesday morning, Hans Breitenmoser tells us about another massive crop of Wisconsin cranberries expected, and a Canadian railroad strike could impact farmers.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Health and Human Services.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, happy Monday. And, I've got a... Oh, really? Uh-oh. Yeah. Apparently we've got a buzz. We'll figure this out during the first break. But we got a lot to talk about today. I'm back from the DNC. We had a wild and wonderful time. And is that better, Sean? No? Okay. And we've got a... there's a lot of the news today. I want to get into this question, is othering human nature's deadliest instinct? We'll get to that in a few minutes. Also, are Republicans losing the culture war and now running against their own policies on immigration and abortion? Kind of looks like it. And is Trump going to bail on the debate? Is he afraid of Prosecutor Harris? We'll talk about all that in the first hour of the program. In the second hour of the program, Gabriel Rosales is going to be with us from LULAC. The Texas Attorney General, Ken Paxton, is literally sending police to kick in the doors of Hispanic voters and black voters, you know, with this whole big lie election fraud thing. Basically, it's a massive intimidation strategy. How dare you register to vote is the essence of what's being said. And business people are busy trying to figure out which politicians to bribe now that the Supreme Court has legalized it. In the third hour of our program, our old buddy Greg Palast is going to drop by. He says, I was on the phone with RFK Jr. when he lost his mind. Did the worm get him? We'll talk about that. Also, an FBI informant's book is predicting far-right violence this fall. Should we be afraid? We'll talk about that. So, you know, a lot to get to today, a lot to talk about. My op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is titled, Is Othering Human Nature's Deadliest Instinct? And this has to do with what got me started on this was a new book. Rob Henderson's newsletter, in fact, turned me onto it. It's called The Goodness Paradox, The Strange Relationship Between Virtue and Violence in Human Evolution. It's by a guy named Richard Wrangham. And he does a deep dive into the past 600,000 years of human evolution. And, says, you know, what's going on here? How did we end up so different from chimps? I mean, you know, in chimp society, they're our closest immediate relatives. We share 97% of our DNA with them. In chimp society, violence is rampant. Chimps live, you know, a life very much like what Thomas Hobbes postulated would be, you know, everyone's. All right, that's the mic side is over here, not there. That's the earpiece side. It's coming off right here, Nate. Yeah. Sorry. this book, The Goodness Paradox, it really illuminated for me the dark side of identity politics. You know, identity politics can go two ways. On the Democratic side, by and large, identity politics is let's identify people who have traditionally been oppressed and try to lift them up and bring them in, try to bring them into society, try to strengthen our bonds with them, try to try to help them out. On the Republican side of identity politics, it's a whole different thing. The Republican side of identity politics is, let's identify people who look different than us or pray different than us or love different than us and demonize them. Identify them as the other. Now, back to the chimp society thing. What happened between chimps and us is that apparently around 600,000 years ago, our immediate predecessor species developed language, which brought language to us. And language then changed our relationship to violence. In chimp society, the most violent chimp runs the society, basically, has first pick of females, has first pick of food, you know, gets whatever he wants. He's the most violent, he's the dominator. But when we developed language, what Brangham talks about is that we also developed gossip. We developed the ability to communicate with each other, and we realized that cooperation as a survival strategy is more important than domination. That cooperation is absolutely vital, in fact, in our society. And this led to early hunting-gathering societies literally killing alpha males who tried to rise up and dominate the society or who tried to hoard what would be in a hunting-gathering society wealth, which was typically food. They literally killed these people, and for hundreds of thousands of years. And as a result, there's very few of us, like between 1 and 5% of us, who carry the gene, essentially, for psychopathy, for being psychopaths or sociopathy. That the vast majority of us are not psychopaths. It's only a very, very small percentage of us. And as a society, we, you know, and if you look at hunting-gathering societies to this day, and this is, you know, in his book, and I write about this in you know, in my new book, The Hidden History of American Democracy, you know, about the Native American connection, how our Constitution is largely based on Native American societies. Now, Native American societies at first contact that we discovered were largely peaceful. There were some that were having wars, but they were wars against, you know, other tribes. Within their own communities, though, they were highly democratic, small d democratic. So, you know, what this tells us is that, number one, we are wired differently from chimps. We are wired to be peaceful and loving toward our own group. And but we can also be violent and killers, you know, just brutal killers against people who are not part of our group once we believe them to be both an other and a threat. We use this. The military, for example, uses this. My dad, right straight out of high school in 1945, volunteered for to go fight in World War II. And to his dying day, referred to Germans and Japanese people as Krauts and Japs. You know, racial slurs, essentially, because that was pounded into him in basic training. This is why you have these Gulf War veterans who come back and Middle Eastern war, you know, from the George W. Bush's wars in the Middle East, Afghanistan, and Iraq, who come back and talk about ragheads and use other kinds of racial slurs. Because in basic training, you have to convince these young men and women that the people they're going off to kill are both an other and a threat. And you have to essentially dehumanize them. And once you do that, you trigger this ancient part of our DNA that goes back to the chimps that allows us to kill. This is so deeply ingrained in us that it's the essence of all the Bruce Willis kind of movies, you know, all these revenge movies that are so popular, Liam Neeson, Bruce Willis, you know, we've all seen these movies. And, you know, the bad guy gets killed, right? Or the bad guys get killed in the end. And by the end, as the bad guys are getting killed, we're all like cheering. Murder. That's wired into us. So here's the problem. While Democrats are practicing identity politics in a way that's trying to lift up minorities within America, and, you know, a kind of identity politics that eventually renders itself unnecessary, because once everybody's equal, you no longer need, you know, you no longer need things like affirmative action. Whereas Republicans are using identity politics the way that they do in basic training, to identify an other and to claim that that other is a threat. Donald Trump, you know, Mexicans are rapists and murderers, this kind of stuff. And what that does is it triggers that ancient part of our DNA that makes us capable of violence. It's why on January 6th, when Donald Trump identified Democrats as the others and Congress as the other, and sent, you know, thousands of his followers against Congress, they killed five people that day, and they killed three police officers over the next couple of days as a consequence of their experience there. Eight people died. Trump triggered murder. And they're trying to do it again. In the third hour, I'm going to be talking about this, guy who infiltrated the Klan for the FBI, who is warning that, there might be some really serious times coming here. But anyhow, just an FYI, the article, oh, and the way that we break this up, by the way, the way that we overcome the othering is by creating a giant us. And this is what we saw at the Democratic Convention. This is what I saw last week being there, is people of all different, you know, colors and religions and disabilities and everything, you know, just all together, a giant us. That blows up the other.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And that's the work we've got to do. I mean, you know, the Republicans are really essentially forcing us into this, to fight back against this. I'll be right back.
On how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Introducing Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, a premium freeze-dried raw dog food.
I have been feeding them Dr. Marty's freeze-dried raw formula for years. And this food is a big part of why their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier, and why they seem more youthful and playful.
And dog parents across the U.S. are loving it.
My dog Hazel is a 10-and-a-half-year-old golden retriever. And ever since I've been feeding her Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend food, she is like a puppy again. And it's unbelievable.
We're so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee. And for a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild caught, ultra crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text THOM to 511-511. Text Tom to 511-511 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
It all starts with a question more than 75 years ago. Can hauling a fishing pole to the water hole be made easier? Bob and Bill Johnson find an answer, and the very first multi-section bamboo fishing pole is created. It's 1948. The brothers' invention also leads to the launch of St. Croix Rod Company in Park Falls, and it becomes the talk of the state. So do you know which fish is considered the prize catch in Wisconsin? Is it northern pike, bluegill, or walleye? The answer coming up. The St. Croix Rod Company continues to call Park Falls home, but now operates what is considered the most advanced facility in the country. The company offers more than 800 award-winning rods and reels, still being created as the answer to every angler's fishing question. So which fish is the prized catch? Walleye.
Yeah.
It's challenging to catch, delicious to eat. And this is not the one that got away, but is one true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Gwyneth Paltrow, she has a company called Goop. You remember that project she sold? She found a way to bottle the scent of her privates.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yep.
That's a little pretentious. That's the last thing I would want to inflict on the population. Hey, everybody. Here's Pete's crotch. Line up. You can get it fresh here at the farmer's market, or you can buy it in aisle 4.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
The hour-long rambling from former President Fruit Loops. I think they keep putting him out there as a distraction. What they don't want us talking about is Project 2025.
If you don't think that Trump has anything to do with this, there are 14 hours of videotape starring former staffers of his, and there's no way he didn't know about this, period.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and blood sugar levels. You ever exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day. It helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine has been shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing and get 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E, superbearing.com. And the code is TOM, T-H-O-M, to get that free month supply and 15% off. Superbearing.com, code TOM.
Is it written in our bones, this fear of the unknown? A shadow cast by ancient days, where love and hate collide in waves. We draw the lines, we build the walls. In every rise, there's a fall. But what if we could see the light in every face and every life? Is severing our deadliest law a whisper from a primal law? Or can we rise above the fight and hold each other in the night?
Yeah, it is really written in our DNA. It really is. So, are Republicans losing the culture wars? This is a fascinating question over at Politico. Julian Perez Jr. and Andrew Atterbury are asking this question. And this is a moment, apparently, where things are changing. Moms for Liberty, for example, the right-wing hate group that's been identified by Southern Poverty Law Center as such, I believe. They had, you know, quite a bit of success early on in 2022, 2023 in getting their, you know, let's hate on gays, let's hate on blacks kind of folks in school boards, particularly their anti-trans, you know, hysteria. And now they're losing these school board elections, particularly in Florida, which is where they started out. This is pretty remarkable. Meanwhile, And the Democrats are playing offense. The Democrats are now saying that these people are weird and that they are anti-American. And Democrats are openly denouncing book bans. And several of the Democratic committee speakers found ways to leverage social issues. For example, Tim Walz talked to, you know, who's a former school teacher, talked about the law that he signed to provide free school lunches to everybody in the state of Minnesota. He said, and I quote, "We made sure that every kid in our state gets breakfast and lunch every day. So while other states were banning books from their schools, we were banishing hunger from ours." It's brilliant, right? And so Trump is going to have a fireside chat this Friday with the co-founder of Moms for Liberty in Washington, D.C. There's kind of a symbiotic relationship between this hate group and the Trump campaign, which makes perfect sense. But, well, actually, they've been labeled an anti-government extremist group. That's what the Southern Poverty Law Center called them. And they are blocking, they're part of this lawsuit to block the Biden administration from enforcing Title IX anti-discrimination regulations based on, gender identity in schools. But this is from Politico, two conservative-leaning candidates just lost their races in Florida's Indian River Country, a Republican-dominated area where this co-founder of Moms for Liberty actually won a school board seat, including an incumbent who was appointed by DeSantis. Nikki Fried, the Florida Democratic Party chair, who's been on this program a couple times, she said Floridians across the state are tired of the divisiveness. They are tired of the culture wars. Ron DeSantis lost badly. We're seeing the same thing in California, in red counties in California, where six conservatives have been recalled, including four Republican-endorsed school board majorities in these red pockets of California. So that's going on. J.D. Vance has said, no, I will not, we will not have a national abortion ban if Donald Trump becomes president. You'll recall Trump on multiple occasions has said that he is ready to sign a national abortion ban. He said, he told a radio host, this was just a while ago, he said, the number of weeks now, people are agreeing on 15, and I'm thinking in terms of that, and it'll come out with something that's very reasonable. But he's going to have a ban, right? But then J.D. Vance goes on one of these Sunday shows over the weekend, Meet the Press, and he says, Donald Trump will not sign that. He will veto that. Right. I mean, in 2018, Trump called on the Senate to pass a limit on abortions, a national abortion ban. He celebrated overturning Roe v. Wade. And Elizabeth Warren was asked about this after J.D. Vance got off the air. And she said, and this is just perfect, she said, American women are not stupid. We are not going to trust the futures of our daughters and granddaughters to two men who have openly bragged about blocking access to abortion for women all across this country. Yeah, fascinating stuff. Meanwhile, Donald Trump came out in favor of increasing immigration. Now, this is totally strange, and he's just getting attacked for this on social media. But apparently he's been talking to people in Silicon Valley or, whatever. And he says, we're going to need to let a lot of people in because we need more people, especially with AI coming and all the different things and the farmer needs. Everybody needs, but we're going to make sure that they're not murderers and drug dealers. Well, suddenly Trump's people are turning on him, going, how dare you? Oh, yeah. Now he's backing away from it, actually. And it looks like he's also backing away from the debate. I'll tell you about that after the break, and then I'll pick up your calls. It's great to be back home and back with you. And I will be back with you and your calls in just a moment. Stay with us right after this break here at the bottom of the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
27 minutes past the hour, Trump's debate and your calls up next. Stay with us.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. In time for Labor Day weekend road trips, cheaper gasoline. Down 7 cents a gallon in just the past week for regular grade on average, says the Energy Department. The national average price is $3.31 a gallon. On Wall Street, the Dow closed at another record high Monday. Investigating the Trump rally shooting, a forum with lawmakers from both major parties Monday, where it happened in Butler, Pennsylvania, Congressman Glenn Ivey, Maryland Democrat.
We weren't going to let politics get in the middle of this. We were going to work together to get this done in a very quick and expeditious way.
In his appeal to a federal appeals court of Judge Eileen Cannon's tossing of the Trump classified documents case, Special Counsel Jack Smith says of her main issue that for decades, courts have upheld the Justice Department appointing special counsels. The U.S. Army private who ran across the border from South to North Korea last year will plead guilty to desertion and assault in a plea deal, says his lawyer. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It's time to send kids back to school, and that means ensuring they're vaccinated to keep them and their classmates safe. Here's Melissa Kay.
The new guidelines for school vaccinations go into effect for the 2024-25 school year. These updates aim to provide better protection against serious diseases. Dr. Natalie Weeks is a family medicine physician.
Back in the day when we didn't have vaccines for these illnesses, unfortunately, children did pass away from these diseases, and we are very lucky that we have these vaccines.
Dr. Weeks encourages you to talk with your child's primary care provider.
And money from the National Park Service will help some historic sites here in Wisconsin. Grants will help maintain places like Ringling Brothers Circus Headquarters in Baraboo, the National Soldiers Home Governor's Mansion and Chapel in Milwaukee, and the Annunciation Greek Orthodox Church in Wauwatosa. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, Civic Media News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. We've come a long way since Dick Van Dyke and Mary Tyler Moore were forbidden to be seen in the same bed on The Dick Van Dyke Show. These days on cable TV, F-bombs drop, heads are blown off, and there are naked bodies aplenty. Not sure which era is better. But did you know that even the wholesome 1950s sitcom Leave It to Beaver battled network censors? And it had nothing to do with the title character's name. According to Cracked.com, an early episode of the show had Wally and the Beave get a pet alligator they wanted to keep in the toilet. The network said absolutely not, because showing toilets on network television in 1957 was an absolute not happening. Coincidentally, on that same episode, Wally and the Beave, love saying that, try to get their pet alligator to drink their dad's brandy. Then they drink some themselves, making the beaver day drunk. The network had no problem with that. It was the household item people do disgusting things to every day that they took issue with, even if they put the seat down when they were done. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We've already had one round of storms. Another one will be possible later on in the overnight. Temperatures dropping to near 70. Showers and storms for your Tuesday. Some could produce some heavy rainfall. Clouds and temperatures climbing to the mid-70s. Currently, it's 68 degrees.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Even Scott Walker and other Republicans are going apoplectic because Trump keeps melting down into these personal attacks. He's just off the rails, Trigby.
You know, Scott may not be the brightest man, but he knows what politics is. Donald Trump is never going to change. Scott, come on the show. We'll talk about it. Todd and I will be nice to you, and I won't make Badger Boy State jokes.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Crude and Dom.
Join us as the Devils reunite. Crudy is excited because he's been credentialed for the Donald Trump Town Hall in the Cross coming up on Thursday. Be here for the greatest radio show ever.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
But there's more to see in the American dream.
Welcome back. So Donald Trump took to Truth Social. I'm hearing myself in my ear right now, Shauna. There you go. Thank you. So Donald Trump took to Truth Social over the weekend writing, I watched ABC fake news. Actually, this was last week. I watched ABC fake news this morning. Both lightweight reporter Jonathan Carl's ridiculous and biased interview with Tom Carton. Quack. He says, why would I do the debate against Kamala Harris on that network? Okay, so that was his complaint last week. His complaint this week, what he said yesterday, apparently has to do with the microphone. Donald Trump wants Kamala Harris's microphone to be turned off while he's talking so he can do the gish gallop, whatever you call it, which is the fire hose of lies strategy. This is where you take three or four or five lies, you string them all together, and you make it into one single sentence. And then your opponent has to go, okay, well, let's go through these one at a time, which is impossible to do. So at least two or three of those lies end up not being refuted or rebutted and being considered to be truth. So if Trump is doing the Gish Gallop thing and, you know, the fire hose of lies strategy, Harris needs to be able to say, no, that's not true, you know, every time he spouts a lie. And he wants her microphone turned off. Now, you know, this is kind of turnabout as fair play, because Joe Biden wanted Donald Trump's microphone turned off because Trump was constantly interrupting him during the last debate, you know, arguably trying to do the same thing, except that, you know, Biden was not lying. But anyhow, this is Trump's new complaint. You know, I want her microphone turned off. So we'll see. She is a former prosecutor. I think he watched the DNC. He watched those clips of her talking to, Brett Kavanaugh and all these other people and, you know, asking tough questions. And I think he's terrified. He's terrified of going to prison. He's terrified of debating Kamala Harris. He's terrified of strong women, particularly strong black women. One has already taken him down, Trish I'm forgetting her last name, the attorney general for New York State, took him down in New York, Trish James, Letitia James. And, he's just, poor Donald. I mean, you know, his niece writes about him, Mary Trump, writes about him often on her Substack newsletter, you know, about how frightened he is. I shouldn't say poor Donald, because I frankly don't feel sorry for him. I think he has done so much damage to so many people in his life. He's been such a malignant force in this country, and particularly in New York when he lived there, you know, the way he did business, that, I believe he deserves to be in prison, and that's what obviously the number one thing he's terrified of. So what say you? What's on your mind today? Susie in Willits, California. Hey, Susie, what's up?
Well, I just noticed since the Democratic Convention, I'm seeing a lot of, you know, Trump stuff. And it's just kind of weird.
Seeing what kind of Trump stuff where?
Well, what I mean is that they kind of want to come pull us down when we're really doing well. And it's just Trump is not. What I mean is that when I listen to the radio, I'm blocked from anything, you know. And even I tried to find OAC's speech, and they're cutting our radio, so I can't even see that.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry to hear that, Susie. Thank you for the call. Brad in St. Paul, Minnesota. Hey, Brad, what's on your mind today?
Hi, I'm calling because on the other day I was in Chicago, and there was a police officer talking that had worked at the convention.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about how hypocritical the Democrats were. Electric cars, and they had the big SUVs. And then he said something about the fences.
Uh-huh.
And talking
the big
about
SUVs
freedom.
Are the government. I mean, you know, that they are.
I tried saying that, but, you know, he was a police officer with a badge and a gun, and I have a fear of jail.
Yeah, yeah.
So, anyhow, I just thought how he's calling them hypocritical and supporting Donald Trump. As an officer of the law, sounds pretty hypocritical to me.
Yeah, Trump killed three cops on January 6th.
Yeah, yeah. So anyhow, that's what I just wanted to say, was the hypocrisy of police officers supporting you.
Yeah, well, a lot of them do, sadly. In fact, as I mentioned,
I'm
going to be talking about this in the third hour of the program, how the Klan has been recruiting police. Did you know that 20% of all the January 6th violent, you know, insurrectionists who have been successfully prosecuted by the Justice Department, 20% of them are affiliated with law enforcement. That's amazing. So, you know, I think you're right. Brad, thanks. Thanks for the call. Mark in South Bend, Indiana. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind? You wanted to talk about Bob Kennedy?
Hey, Tom. Nice talking with you today.
Thank you.
About 2 weeks ago, right before the convention, Congressman Polkan was answering questions from callers, and one question was about a gentleman who was upset that the Democrats got to seriously address the immigration problem, pouring the border crisis that he calls it. And that now, as you mentioned, and I think the congressman mentioned, border crossings were coming down, but in case there's another peak or whatever, I think a potential answer is the National Infrastructure Reinvestment Bank. That can be used, like, to have more processing centers, deal with an influx of more migrants that are seeking asylum and are trying to get here legitimately and honestly. I think that would be of great assistance. And I disagree with the gentleman saying we need just a limited amount of immigration, not a lot. Well, okay, but it shouldn't just be based on a person's a social financial status if they have a pathway to immigration or not. There ought to be other factors involved. And the other thing is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. dropped, given his support to Trump and dropping out, he was only pulling 2.7%. He was pulling like 8 or 9 when Biden was still in. Then when after Biden dropped out, he fell to like 3%. And, you know, Harris is currently leading Trump 51-45.
Right.
Even with JFK, and JFK Jr. is only 0.3%,
RFK,
and even a 70% of his support goes to Trump, it would be less than 1% Trump would gain from all that.
Right. It looks like the supporters of Bob Kennedy kind of split evenly, after Biden dropped out, kind of split evenly between Trump and Harris. We'll see. I have a feeling that this is going to be a disaster for Trump. I think, you know, I mean, one of the main memes I'm seeing all across the internet now, on social media in particular, are people talking about, he had a period in his life while he was married where he had sex with, I think it was 36 different women, and he kept a detailed diary describing the nature of the sexual experiences. And apparently his wife found this and then hung herself. And I don't know if there's a connection between having found it and having hung herself or not, but, his first wife died by suicide. And this story is starting to pick up some traction, and it's got to be distressing, to people who are involved with the campaign. You know, on top of the brainworm thing and the dead bear thing and, you know, all the, I mean, it's just, you know, weird hardly describes it. So, and in fact, we'll be talking to Greg Palast about that in about 20 minutes here. So we'll get to that. Mark, thanks for the call. Stephen in Lexington, Kentucky. Hey, Stephen, what's on your mind today?
Hello, how are you this afternoon, dear? I wanted to just share, it's not very long, but I wrote it yesterday on my Facebook page, and it deals with the elections coming up. Mr. Trump seems to labor under the delusion that he has it made come November. He refuses to customarily electioneer on the campaign trail, whimpers about the election being stolen 3 months prior to November 5th, stacks his myrmidons on election boards to run roughshod over the voters and the U.S. Constitution. So for years, the grand old platitude party harangues the rest of us about industry and ambition, pulling yourself up by the bootstraps, only to have their nominee not bother to put forth the effort to do his own job.
Yeah.
If the immediate former president wants to play hardball, then I say Vice President Harris should accommodate him. He wants to upstage everyone, then Ms. Harris should continue to raise conscious awareness as she addresses crowds, electioneering, and unearth Trump's playbook on campaign commercials so that we can accentuate for the public that those who ignore history, her story, are doomed to repeat it.
Yeah.
Alarmism has concurrently become a fact of life in this era. Governors of all 50 states who hold the power to prosecute this lunatic fringe for tampering with ballots need to carol in chorus that the Trump campaign's cunning machinations will cause these sleazy little culprits to serve the rest of their lives in prison.
I got it. Stephen, thank you. It's 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's talk media for the sane among us. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment.
Met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources. Dump those flower pots out. Don't let dog or kitty pools sit. Fill them when you're going to use them and then dump them out. Clean the gutters. Reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Pickleball. Yeah. Where's Greg Baca on this? Because I'm about to offend all these many, many people in Wisconsin who play it. It's overgrown ping pong. I mean, come on.
It's underbaked tennis.
Well, I've already done it because on the text line, Matt from Germantown, don't make fun of pickleball.
We're not making fun of pickleball. We're simply making fun of the people who play pickleball. There is a difference.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Sneaky alert. When you look at a dog food label and see wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe. But it's not. A lot of your popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this. So they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food has enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in a dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's a premium, freeze-dried, raw dog food dog whisperer Cesar Millan relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy absolutely love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom, THOM, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Nine minutes before the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Bill in Clifton, New Jersey. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Yeah, you're talking about chimpanzees, but yeah. I'm sure you know about the related species of bonobos.
I do, yes.
Right, who are smaller.
We are not evolutionarily linked to them, though. They split off long before the chimps.
And they went the right way.
It seems. They make love, not war.
Right. Well, it seems that all the animals that have matriarchal societies do a lot better.
Yeah.
And bonobos are the opposite. Right. Make love, not war. And the females seem to run the show. If a male gets, you know, tough or something, they just sort of push him out of the circle.
Yep.
And that also, if it matters at all, if you're talking to a right winger or something who eats fish, black sea bass is actually born females, and then they turn to males. They transition, and there's a lot of fish like that.
Don't tell Republicans.
Right.
You'll have to stop eating fish.
Right. If you ever look at whatever they call it, lions, a group of lions,
mm-hmm.
the males are always laying on their back in the sun, and the females are out hunting because all he's good for is to protect them.
Yeah.
And they run the show.
Yeah.
Right. But, with meerkats and other animals and whales and elephants, where it's a matriarchal society, they're much more harmonious.
Yep.
And
we should take a lesson from that.
Well, the Indians did, the Iroquois, by making women in charge of, you know, wars and electing chiefs and things
That's
like
correct.
That. And they actually consider people who are LGBTQ to be holy people because they call them two spirits because they understand both sexes very well and they're revered and regarded as important people. Quite different than ours.
Yep, excellent. All excellent points, Bill. In fact, I touch on a lot of those points in my book, The Hidden History of American Democracy, and you said it so well. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call.
Sure.
Martin in Madison, Wisconsin. Hey, Martin, what's up?
Hello, Tom. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, thank you, Martin.
You're my hero.
Thank you.
I had an idea about the debate. Mm-hmm. I was thinking it'd be better if he isn't even there. To use his talking points when he was debating Biden. Each talking point, and then be able to respond to it.
They should
and maybe even throw in a couple of, like, some of the stuff about sharks and batteries or it's stuff. You know, I think it'd be great to just make fun of him in the debate. Get the whole world laughing. Just imagine how red his face would be then.
Get a mechanical Donald Duck that quacks Trump quotes.
Well, maybe just actual, clips of him saying this. I mean, he said this, and this is my response.
I saw a cartoon.
You know, I work at a...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. Well, I was just going to say, I work at a company that... it's unbelievable what the construction trade is. There's 4 out of 30 of us who aren't racists. Mm. And it's all over the place. I mean, it's all over the country. It's just...
Sure.
You know, there is no Christ message at all, in the Republicans. You know, it's love thy neighbor. Well, I don't see that happening for the MAGAs anyway.
Yeah, sadly.
You know, it's just sad. Yeah. You were saying?
No, I don't remember now. It was great comments, Martin. Well, thank you very much.
What was the cartoon?
I saw a cartoon this morning that was Melania walking along holding the hand of a little Donald Duck. With a big, long red tie and, wearing the Donald Duck sailor hat and everything. And it was kind of funny. Your point about the upcoming debate, first of all, I think that if Donald Trump backs out or refuses to go along with it, Harris, I doubt that ABC would go along with just putting her on, but they should.
They should. Yeah, she should still go ahead with it. His points have to be addressed.
Yeah, there was a famous debate in the last decade or so where somebody debated an empty chair, and I'm not talking about
Clint.
Clint Eastwood.
Clint did that.
You're right. He did that. But I'm thinking of an actual debate. Well, maybe that was what I was thinking of. Of course, there was the head of lettuce, or was it cabbage? For Liz Truss in the UK, remember?
Yeah.
You know, is she going to last as long as the head of cabbage? I don't know. Is Trump going to last as long as the head of cabbage? I don't know. Martin, a great first call. Thank you so much for calling into the program today.
Sure, appreciate you.
Yeah, good talking to you. Thank you very much. It's the top of the hour. I'll be back on the other side with our old buddy Gabriel Rosales is going to be with us. The Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has got his police running around the state kicking in the doors of black and Hispanic people who merely wanted to vote. This is evil, evil stuff. We'll learn all about it in another 5-6 minutes. Just stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Sneaky alert! When you look at a dog food label and see wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food has enough wheat to bake like a loaf of bread, and bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's the premium freeze-dried raw dog food Dog Whisperer Cesar Millan relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 5.
You're listening to Lake Air, W-L-A-K. Amory's home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Maggie Dawn.
The dozen Republican White House lawyers who served in the administrations of Presidents Ronald Reagan, George H.W. Bush, and George W. Bush just endorsed Kamala Harris?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. The Todd Alba Show.
Co-founder of the Lincoln Project, Rick Wilson.
Trump is now pre-gaming for Republican elections boards at the county and state levels across this country to try to put their thumb on the scale for Trump. And if they don't win on that front, they may resort to violence again, which is why at the Lincoln Project, our goal is not to beat Trump. Our goal is to beat Trump like a rented mule. Our goal is to beat Trump so bad that his bruises have bruises.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.